stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Clevo.
Would either of you marry Clevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You know, Bert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, I'm all muffled because I'm wearing a mask right now. Hello.
Maddie, we've got an exemption here.
Oh, good, I can take it off.
At work, where the nature of the work makes wearing the fitted mask difficult due to clear enunciation. There we go. I feel like we need clear enunciation in this job.
What a weekend, hey? We're back where we started. Of course, so many restrictions in place. Jade, still not here.
No, she's still not here.
Well, she was in Gosford, actually, last week. Her husband had an operation. So, Jade is off for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, she's back on the show this week. We can sort something out there. But
Meantime, lads show.
I know. Wow, here we are. Good morning, Maddie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good. All right.
You need to come in here, actually. We need a third co-host. Yeah. So, double duties for you this morning. Crazy stuff, though. Hey, like, man, how are we back here?
I know. Look, this is the situation, though, and being the new variant, everything just, they've got to be extra careful because it spreads so much more easily, right?
Yeah, we need to be so careful here. Of course, those restrictions came in, was it 6 p.m. Saturday?
That's right.
Man, it's just hard, but hey, we have to do it.
Yeah,
and shout out to everybody that is isolating at the moment.
Yeah, stuck at home.
Man.
Don't know why you'd be up this early, but why not?
That is very true. That is very true. Guys, up next we are playing Lads versus Lasses, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We need one guy, one girl. On offer today, we have a double pass to the Knights versus Cowboys this weekend at home. If you want to play the ultimate battle of the sexes game, give us a call. 13 10 09. Now, I do believe the lads are closing 40, the gap.
Yeah, we've got 43, I think, and the lasses at 47 at last chance. So I think we're four behind.
Man, if we can't close the gap when there's no women here, I mean, there's a big issue, right?
Hey, well, what do we do? The ladies are just so good at this game.
Oh, my God. Maddie just put her mask on in the newsroom. I love that mask. It's, like, nice and silky. Homemade or...
No, I actually got it for free from a band I like.
Oh,
so
great.
I ordered some merch from them and they just sent a free mask.
That's cool.
We need to get on that. Let's get some Novos masks happening.
Good advertising.
Underworld right now underneath the radar at New FM. Good morning. Showers today. This is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 18 degrees on the coast. Chilly one this morning. 8 degrees in Maitland. Right now, guys, it's time for Lads versus Lasses.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Oh, yes, it's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. It's a year-long competition. Now, the Lasses are still 4 points ahead, which is disgusting. So let's close the gap this week. Crevo,
if we can.
On offer for the winner today, we have a double pass to go along to see the Knights versus Cowboys this Saturday night at home. Let's meet our lass.
Yeah, her name is Donna. She's from Raymond Terrace. She stayed at home over the weekend, good advice, and cooked up a storm. Now, you've witnessed no panic buying, and you've got plenty of toilet paper in the cupboard. You're in a lockdown like heaven at the moment, right?
I am. I'm off to work at the moment.
Got your mask in your car or something?
Oh, yeah. Work's up and open, so we're all good.
Excellent. Now, you're doing a lot of cooking. What did you cook up?
A peppermint slice, a coconut broth, and I've got chicken.
Ooh, fancy.
Three delicious dishes that sound a little bit like they're from the 80s.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, don't listen to him, Donna. He's such a food snob.
Hey, but I love... Man, there's nothing up. Better than a coconut slice. Don't tell me about that.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
All right, let's get into your questions, all right?
Okay.
Number one for you. The Sprinter is a work van made by which car company? The Sprinter.
Yeah, the Sprinter. Is it Kia?
No, it's a Mercedes. Oh. All right, okay. Yeah. Number two. What are braid scissors used for?
I've got no idea.
Cutting braided fishing line. All right, okay, yep. Number three. In automotive or in cars, what is the brand Continental known for making?
I haven't got a clue on that one either.
Tires. Oh. Look, hold on the lines, Honor, because if our lad gets none as well, we will go to a coin toss. So you're not out of the game yet.
All right.
Stick tight.
Adam is playing next for the lads. He's from 12 Mile Creek working in concreting. G'day, Adam. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate.
Yeah, what's happened over the weekend, mate? Anything special? Did you watch Origin last night?
I certainly did. What a cracker of a game.
Oh, man, you know what? I was so into it last night. The Blues just mopped the floor up with the Maroons. It's so good. All right, let's get into it.
We've got a good team now, don't we?
Oh, man, solid, solid. What are your thoughts about Newcastle? Apparently, the Deputy Premier has come out over the weekend and said, hey, if Sydney can't host Game 3, we should do it in Newcastle. Do you think we should keep him out or campaign to get Game 3 here?
Oh, Game 3 here, mate. I heard that they were going down to Melbourne, so no, that sounds good.
There's a man that just loves his football.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what's going on. Here we go, Adam. All you need is one correct answer to win this morning. All right. Here we go. The company Opie makes what? Multiple choice. Is it A, hair care products, B, belly button moisturiser, or C, nail care products?
We'll go nail care products.
You win, brother.
Well done, man.
Off to the Knights and Cowboys this weekend. Congratulations, man. Appreciate your call. There you go. One more for the lads.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're moving along. We've still got a few to make up, but we can do it. I'm confident. Now, Maddie, up next, we've got to talk about a bit of a saga I had over the weekend because I had to paint my front fence.
Sucker, what a bitch of a job.
Now, I severely underestimated how big of a job this was.
I tried to tell you.
And I did set aside the entire weekend, but I'm still not done.
It's like a paling fence,
It's a picket fence, and it probably hasn't been painted in over 10 years, I reckon, maybe more. It was so much work. We'll get into it next. What a saga.
Okay, after this, New FM, 17 past 6. Good morning. Showers today around the Hunter. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 5 degrees in Cessnock right now, heading for a top of 17 there today. Guys, remember to mask up if you're out and about. This is the Novos. You ain't gotta go away.
Yeah, I had a major, project over the weekend, which was to paint my front picket fence. Now,
how long have you been renovating your house? It seems like forever.
Well, a couple of years. It's an ongoing thing. Like, whatever. This fence, though, it's probably, I don't think it's ever been painted since it was first put in, maybe 15 plus years ago. So it was very flaky. This
thirsty,
like, old, like, cream colour. Like, half the paint was missing. It looked like a Dalmatian on parts of it, which is a bad look.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're painting it over the weekend. Yeah. I have warned you before, painting a picket fence is one of life's biggest,
most difficult tasks.
Difficult tasks. Yeah. It's just terrible.
And I believed you to an extent.
Yeah.
But there was a small part of me going, how hard can it be? The famous last words of an idiot who doesn't understand how hard a job is.
So who was doing the painting? Just yourself?
No, Emmy and I both did it. But the first thing that, what I didn't realise is how much prep work I needed to do, first of all. So I had to, wire brush the whole thing because there's so many, flaky bits and, bits where the wood was showing and stuff. And I needed to, scuff it all up. And also, the more difficult part about this is one side, the side facing the road, has a big thick hedge in front of it. So you had to trim away the hedge so that there was a narrow gap
In between the palings, right?
And then get a long roller and like roll down the front of it, like I was dangling a piece of cheese down the front of a building to catch a mouse. So it was very, very difficult to get those last bits, and then you couldn't even go right to the bottom with the roller. So I had to like crawl under the hedge and like paint the bottom on all fours. Jeez, on my knees all weekend trying to do that.
So you really, you're a big guy. Emmy, yes. Your partner, quite small. You should have sent her in.
Well, that was...
Get down there, Emmy.
She did a lot of those bits, actually. But I've never done a task where I put so much effort in and felt like I did such a poor job at something.
How many arguments did you guys have?
I was actually pretty argument-free, but it was just grueling. I think I probably put 10 hours in and I'm not finished. Like, I've still got a fair bit to do probably today and tomorrow.
You know, last week, right, I did consider offering my assistance, but then I thought, nah.
You know what?
I don't think I want to.
Because you've done a fair bit of painting.
Yeah, yeah.
But have you ever painted a picket fence?
I have, and I promised myself I'd never put myself in that position again.
You know what? Yesterday, awful. As I was doing it, I said to Emmy, this is actually going to be the last picket fence I ever paint in my whole life.
It breaks you as
a
human being.
There's something about it.
Man, I've just put 4 hours in this and I'm not even half done.
I haven't even moved. Like you do a few hours before lunch or something and you go, I've done nothing.
So were you brushing it?
Brushing. Oh. Yeah. So there's like we rolled the faces of it.
Yeah.
But then you got to do like what's called the valleys, which is the sides of the pickets and like the little bit in between.
That's what takes ages.
Awful, awful job. If anyone ever offers you work painting a picket fence,
doesn't matter what
your trade is, say no. They couldn't offer you enough money in the world to do it. It's an awful job.
Hey, news time with Maddie. Up next in UFM at 6:28. Good morning.
Across Newcastle. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Look, before you find me out, Craver, I thought I'd just share something with you. Of course, I've been on my, like, no-smoking journey now for 8 weeks. So 2 months, I'm very, very happy with that.
Longest in your whole, like, in 10 years, right?
Yeah. About that, I did buy a pack on the weekend. Man, that was so weak. When I had a few beers, I was like, man, I just really feel like one right now. I can't believe I did it. So, yeah, anyway, I didn't smoke that many. Out of a pack of 25, I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 cigarettes left.
Still.
It hasn't been great, you know, not a total disaster.
No, true. And look, you know,
I've got 50 bucks in it now, though, so I'm kind of like, I'll just finish them.
No, don't finish it. That's like the sunk cost, it's called in economics a sunk cost fallacy. So that's where...
I don't know what that means.
What that means is, basically, it's like you feel like because you've put some money into this, then you're better off to use that resource up. But it's actually not the case. You're better off to, like, throw that money away, as hard as that feels, because you'll end up saving more money in the long term.
I felt so guilty. You should have, like... My mind over the weekend has been all over the place. I was like, oh, look, I'll just do it. I was a little bit inebriated when I purchased it. It seemed okay. And then, like, after the third one, I thought, oh, what have I done?
It's not too late, Matty.
Yeah.
That's what I will say. Look, and everyone, you know what? You're on a journey. You are on a journey. Mm. And you are expected, you know, statistically to relax at some point.
I was going so well.
8 weeks is a really good run, man.
Anyway, 13:09, what we thought we'd do this morning is advice for me. What should I do this morning? Have you been in the same position before where, you know, you've quit and then you've, you know, had a momentary lapse of judgment and bought another packet? Should I be throwing them out? Should I be keeping them?
Like some tips is what you're after, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
What to do in this situation. 13:09, help Maddie out here. Because I've never smoked. I don't really have the good advice to give.
What do you think I should do? Do you think I should throw the packet out?
I think you should, but that's... I feel like we need advice from people that have given up smoking before. That's what really we
well,
need
see,
here.
Well, see, so my plan was to just quit after this packet.
Nah, I don't know. But let's ask the listeners. All right, we'll get into it next.
Do it after Kygo. Imagine Dragons, Born to Be Yours at New FM. Good morning. It's 8 degrees at Warners Bay right now. This is 105.3 New FM, and we are taking advice. I can't believe it. I've purchased another pack of cigarettes after quitting for 2 months. Taking your calls now.
Dave, Maddie and Kygo.
Oh, man, I'm so disappointed in myself. But you know what? I was like, man, I put $50 into this. I'm just going to do it. And just to teach myself a lesson.
Yeah, but you're saying, I should smoke through them, not chuck them out. But like I've said before, that's the sunk cost fallacy. It's like when, say, a couple buys a car together or something. They go, well, I've already into this $20,000. If we split up, we're going to lose half the money. The house is next, you know? And that's, just be careful of that. But like I said, we need to hear from smokers because I've never smoked before.
What an attractive sound.
Isn't that a coffee? You know? Is that a cough sound effect?
Doesn't that just sound healthy?
I don't know why that's funny, but it is. Let's go to Debbie first.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Now, what are your smoking credentials, first of all?
Okay, I smoked for 35 years.
You're qualified.
You're qualified.
I lost my father from lung cancer, so, yeah, it was very, very tough.
Now, are you smoking now?
No, I'm 4 years smoke-free now.
Okay. So that you've really, what you've done is against the statistics to give up. That's truly amazing. So congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. I did have a pretty good reason. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 4 years ago. So
oh, my God.
A no-brainer, really. And a week before my surgery, I just said, "Nope, that's it. Threw them in the bin." And went cold turkey and have a smoke sip.
Hey, Debbie, did you find that, obviously you've been off them for a while now, but was there a point of time along the timeline of you quitting that it was harder than the rest?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You get up in the morning and your routine is to have a smoke and get on with the day. That was probably the hardest. And I just found, I actually had an app called the Quit Buddy, and it just helps you. And there's a support group on there, and everyone just helps each other, and it was a really good app.
I wrote that down. See, I've done this, with no help at all. I've just went cold turkey, and I think maybe that was a mistake because, man,
bit of
that
support.
Moment of weakness, bang, I'm buying a pack.
So ridiculous. Do you think
you've got to have a good support system.
Yeah, great advice.
Do you think Maddie should chuck the rest of the pack?
Chuck him. Maddie, just chuck him. Be brave and just say, no, you can do it because you know you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate your call this morning.
That's good. Okay, advice from Debbie, long-time smoker. To get through 35 years and stop is pretty amazing,
massive.
Right?
Let's go to Stuart this morning. Hey.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, Stuart. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad.
What are your thoughts on this, mate?
Oh, I'd have to say stick with what Debbie said. What Debbie said, she's pretty spot on. Just throw them in the bin. I used to smoke for 10 years and I haven't had a cigarette now for, got to be going on 7 years.
Wow, seven years.
I'd give up. One morning I got up and my partner's like, oh, come for a smoke with me. I was like, no, don't feel like one. So I'd just give up cold turkey.
And how many cigs were you smoking each day, Stuart?
Oh, between me and my partner, we're going through about 40 a day.
Ooh, that's quite a lot. Was there any point that you relapsed and bought another pack at all?
Oh, I can't say I bought another pack, but my brother-in-law used to smoke White Ox. So,
they're like the rollies, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And if I ever felt like having a cigarette, he'd be like, oh, you want a White Ox? And I'm like, yeah. And I'd cough my guts up.
And then,
just give up.
That was enough reason. So, do you think Maddie should chuck the packet?
Oh, definitely. 100%.
All right.
I think I'm going to chuck him. Thanks, Stuart. Yeah.
He's literally, Maddie's literally like twiddling his thumbs and thinking about this.
Ugh.
It's very difficult.
I have to. I'm going to download this Quit Buddy today because I'm like, trying to be some hero. Oh, I could do it without any assistance or help, you know. But maybe that
app will help you with the situation. Sort of advice and stuff in there might be perfect, right?
Oh well, in the bin. Oh man, what a
waste. Difficult, isn't it?
It is.
$50, a lot of money.
Oh, well, what's the goss up next?
That's right. So we're going to find out everything that's been happening celeb-wise. Mm. Interesting story here. Of course, we've all been following the Britney saga. Apparently, there's a certain wish that she's had during this time. We're going to find out all about that up next.
Okay, we'll do it next in UFM 647. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo minus Jade, just the boys today. Jade was in Gosford last week, so she's isolating for 2 weeks. What's the goss right now?
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
All right, so we've been following this whole Britney trial over the past week or so, and over the weekend, a whole bunch more details have come out. Very, very interesting. Some of the specifics they've gone into this, Maddie. Now, you're a big Britney fan, right? So you'd be fairly across what's going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, she has needed to get this message out for so long. Of course, she finally got her own voice at the trial last week and pretty much said her whole family and her management team have been keeping her captive.
Essentially,
for all of these
right?
Years.
Yeah. See, now I originally thought, hey, this must be all about the money, but it is to an extent, but there is so much more going on to this. So, as an example, and this is one of the most bizarre things perhaps about this whole trial, according to her, that actually one of the things she's most wanted for a long time is to have children, right? And she actually wanted to have a big family. We heard a bit about that, but she said she most wanted to have a little girl. But I didn't realize that they had forced her, as part of her conservatorship, to actually have an IUD implanted.
Yeah, well,
which is just crazy, right?
She's been with her current partner for a long time now, and you're right, Britney is at heart a Southern girl who honestly, yeah. she wants the simple things in life, and she's been robbed of those her entire life. If she wants to have another baby, and she can, she's obviously well off. She can look after it. This whole narrative that she's a bad mother and, you know, she's
irresponsible,
she shouldn't have more kids, is just so wrong.
Absolutely. Now, the former boyfriend, I think I'm getting this pronunciation right, Sam Asghari.
Yeah.
So he was seeing her since 2016. So he was sort of, I guess you could say, witness to the ramping up of this conservatorship. So this is the time when this is basically, she's becoming more of a prisoner and less of a free person due to her own family. So he said that basically the conditions started to get worse and he could see this happening. Originally, she was allowed to have her own phone. He could go pick her up in his car whenever they wanted to go somewhere. But over time, this got worse. So the phone was taken off her and she was no longer able to be picked up by her own boyfriend to go to places. To me, those are just such major red flags.
They took her credit cards, her passport, anything that pretty much granted her a shred of independence.
That's right. And from her. The whole family, he said, was making money off her. So as an example, her father made at least $200,000 US a year from her, while she got a $2,000 a week allowance. Now that is kind of crazy. The only thing he ever did, apparently, was to open a smoothie shop, which subsequently went bankrupt.
Man.
The scale of this, I'm calling it a scandal/crime.
Well, for her to come out last week and say, I think my father and my management team should go to jail, That says so much. And I'll repeat the figures that I spoke about last week. Her run in Vegas, her residency there, she made that show made $140 million. Now, Britney's current net worth is only $40 million. So, one, where is the money from her, the rest of her career gone? And two, where's the other $100 million gone from Vegas?
Hey, like, look, there's a lot of taxes and stuff to be paid. I get that. But there is so much obvious theft going on here. It's unbelievable. This is one of the, I'm saying it's like one of the great financial crimes in show business that we're going to see in this generation. It happens once in a while, but for her to like put her family in it in that way, the amount of mental anguish she would have had to gone through to do that, to say, hey, my dad should go to jail, pretty full on. I think there's going to be more to this that we're going to see unfold.
Also, I was thinking about this over the weekend just to wrap things up. When she does finally, you know, shake free of all of this, imagine how much money she'll make on her tour.
Oh, like, people will be buying tickets.
It's me. I'm making all the money tour. Like, yeah. People will come out and support that.
And they'll buy merch and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, news time with Maddie up next at New FM. Good morning.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
Gilbert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yeah.
Now. If you're expecting Jade on the air this morning, she's not here because she's currently isolating. She was in Gosford last week, of course.
That's right.
Which is a part of Greater Sydney, I found out, which is weird. But Jade pretty much needs to stay away for a couple of weeks with all of these restrictions. And she's on the phone now, actually. Hello, Jade.
Hello.
Look who it is. Look,
you're bright and cheery. Bright and cheery. Ready to go for the day. Well, you're stuck at home. What are you going to do?
Oh, well, look, I have a lot of time up my sleeve, so I'm probably going to end up finishing my course.
Oh, study time for you.
Yes, your celebrant course.
Excellent. Jade's marriage is up and running now, soon.
I'm just putting it out there. You are loving this, aren't you?
Oh, well, look, you know, I love my husband. So it's actually, you know, we're actually pretty stoked because we're like, we get to be with each other all the time. So we're really happy.
You sound happy.
Having a second honeymoon. So it's really nice.
Yeah, so of course your husband Ben had an operation last week. All is well there?
Yeah, so yeah, he's pretty good. God, operations really knock you around. Like,
no, I didn't realize.
They're just cutting into you with a knife. Of course it
does. It's insane. Like, I didn't know what to expect from like a nose surgery, but like he's just been.
Would you get a nose? Would you get a nose job after seeing all of that? No,
never. So basically, my husband, he had he couldn't breathe properly through one of his nasal passages. So they were just meant to. You do need that oxygen to survive. So yeah, he went and they were going to cut some of the airways so he could breathe, and then turns out when they, you know, sliced and diced him up that the nose was a lot worse than they expected. So he basically ended up having a full nose sort of reconstruction underneath. So they said his nose was the shape of an S, and basically they had to re-break it and like rebuild cartilage and like put it all back together again. Like,
well, Nurse Jade, luckily you're there.
Yeah, luckily you're there to help him out.
I'm having a good time because I actually I have bubble bath, and like I put bubble bath and crystals in the bathroom, and I actually enjoy washing his hair. Is that weird?
I guess you have to give him a hand with a lot of things at the moment, right?
Well, that I do, yes.
Well, yeah. Nurse Jade, thanks for dropping by the show.
When will you be back, Jade? Sometime
in a fortnight.
In a fortnight.
We'll see you then.
I don't know. But, yeah, love you guys. You're doing a good job.
Thanks, Jade. Thanks. Thanks for the tick of
it's
approval.
It's like getting it. So we got a gold star from Jade. Thank
yes,
you, Jade.
Done
see
and
you
dusted.
Soon. Thanks, doll.
Well, there she is. At home in her bubble bath.
Bubble bath and crystals. guys, up next we're talking Origin Crevo.
Yeah, now game three, of course, all the stories in this morning are about how it may actually be in doubt because being on the 14th of July down in Sydney, it's pretty tight with the whole lockdown situation, right?
Well, depending on how things go, they might extend the restrictions and the lockdown. So it's still semi up in the air at the moment.
Now, the idea was thrown out there that maybe Newcastle should host game three. And I thought, what a great idea. You know, think of like the television coverage of Newcastle, great for tourism, etc. But you, Matty, you were saying not such a good idea.
I don't think so. What are we doing? It's like, man, just, like, let them do it in Queensland. Who cares? We've already won. Do we really want an influx? One, an influx of people here in Newcastle. And two, I mean, look, this is these are unprecedented times. I think, man, if we miss a game of football, who cares?
But what about...
What's it really going to bring? Does the risk outweigh the gain?
Look,
I think it does.
I think a lot of Newcastle people would like to see it. And what I'm suggesting is that you could have it so that only people from Newcastle could go. You've got to show your license to even buy tickets, say. This is the debate. 13:10:09, should Origin Game 3 be here in Newcastle or should we kick it out because of COVID?
You say that, though, like, oh, only Newcastle people. But look at the restrictions in place in venues already now. So it's like, man, are we going to fill a stadium up as well?
Yeah, but really it's after that's over. It's a few days after. Anyway, that's the debate.
All right, taking your calls after this. 13:10:09, should Newcastle be hosting Origin Game 3? We'll do it after Ella Henderson, Tom Grennan, a new FM. Ella Henderson, Tom Grennan, fresh from them. It's called Let's Go Home Together. This is New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 16 past 7 right now. 13:10:09, we're asking you, should we be hosting Origin Game 3 here in Newcastle?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like Sydney, a little bit in doubt. I mean, if the restrictions are extended almost at all, we won't be able to have Game 3 in Sydney. The name of Newcastle has been thrown out there, possible location. This is the debate. I'm saying let's have it. As long as you're from here and you can prove it with your license.
Yeah, I think we should not host it. I think let's just let this one game of football of a series that's already been decided pass us by this time for the benefit of the whole community. Do we really want an influx of people? I know you said Newcastle people only should go to the game, but really, do we want that many people crammed in? I mean, there's still a chance that something could happen from that.
Hey, well, look, it's ultimately not going to be up to us, but we thought we'd get your opinion. Let's start with Simon. How are you?
Hey. Not bad, thanks, guys. How about you guys?
Doing really well, really good. So what do you think? Do you think we should have Origin Game 3 here?
Well, in some ways, I think it would be good, but I reckon just keep it at Queensland to rub it in Queensland's face after all the years that they've beaten us, and keep the virus down that way or up that way.
All right, so for the game going ahead, so, but up in Queensland.
Yeah, it'd be any other time, it'd be fantastic, right, Simon? But, you know, it's COVID. Let's skip it.
Yeah, just keep the COVID crap up that way, and maybe after the COVID, well, we can have more people, have it down here.
Simon says...
I reckon it would be good.
Simon says,
not in my backyard.
Thanks, Simon. Let's go to Sandy. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Sandy. Should we be hosting Origin here in Newcastle or keep it in Queensland?
I think we should host it in Newcastle, but with a stipulation that everyone must have the COVID jab that attends.
Ooh, I like that. It's going to be an older crowd. I'm not going to lie.
Great idea, Sandy. Guess what? Not many of us are vaccinated.
Essential workers are.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Yeah. And why not free tickets for them as well?
Yes, why not?
That's a
great
idea.
Well, we're actually seeing a lot of this in America on TV shows, especially the late night shows, right? So they are having audiences again, but they're all fully vaccinated. So maybe that is a path we can go down.
And an incentive to get vaccinated. I like that a lot,
Well, they are looking for incentives for people to get the jabs.
That's right. So. Stuart's up next. How are you?
Hey.
Stuart is gone.
Stuart's gone. All right, time to go to Robbie. Robbie, what do you think? Do you think we should have Origin Game 3 here in Nui?
No, keep the dreaded loogie up with the bastards.
All right. Straight to the point. I like
it. Well, I mean...
Yeah, sorry. I think it'd be wonderful for Newcastle, but heaven forbid if it got transmitted to just one person here and we're in shutdown.
It's a very good point that you make.
You know what? Imagine, right, so... Already, we're burdened by some restrictions here in Newcastle. Mm. We don't need the full lockdown. Just let it go. Let it go.
All right. Well, it seems like everyone is Team Maddie on this one.
I'm gonna
say, hey, I think you're right. It must be the right way.
You know what I found fascinating about that in the last 4 minutes?
What did you find fascinating, Maddie?
You getting passionate about rugby league.
Well, good.
Never thought I'd see the day, eh?
Miracles happen, right? Miracles do happen.
Wow. Speaking of COVID, yes, I mean, it's in the news, it's everywhere, but hey, we have to talk about it because it's so important. Up next, Maddie is coming in to have a chat about how these restrictions are impacting Newcastle, maybe, you know, just clarify a few questions we have surrounding what's expected of us here in Newcastle next at New FM. Good morning. Hello, right, hello at New FM 728 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, minus Jade. She's in ISO. She's been to Gosford. Joining us right now, though, is Maddie from the newsroom to talk about all things COVID. I haven't played this opener for a while and it pains
it's
me.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Man, can you believe this was a year and a half ago?
It is hard to get your head around, isn't it?
It's crazy. Of course, over the weekend, the Sydney Bondi cluster is just growing by the day. As of yesterday, a total of 110 cases. Of course, it sparked all sorts of restrictions right across the state, including here in the Hunter, Maddie.
Yes, yeah, look, first of all, I would say probably the first thing, make sure you got a mask wherever you go right now. If you're indoors, anywhere, at work, you need a mask.
Absolutely.
I'd say the other top priority is if you've been to Sydney or the Central Coast or the Blue Mountains, any of those greater Sydney areas, if you've been there in the past week, you got to be at home. Like Jade. We know that Jade is at home now that because she was in Gosford. They're sort of the two biggest ones I think we need to focus on, is that making sure that you know where you've been and what you've done, and also you don't want to get stung with a $200 fine for not wearing a mask.
Now, this was after the 21st of June, so if you were in those areas after that date, as Maddie said, please isolate.
So absolutely.
Since last Monday, if you've been there, I think there's also some recommendation that it's not in the official advice, but if you've been in contact with someone who's been in one of those like largely affected areas, you probably want to, if you can, work from home, if you can arrange that with your boss, and obviously get tested if you've got any symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's it. We can't risk it coming here. Like, this is getting a little bit out of control. It's getting a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
Also remember the visitor rules are back. So there's no limit on how many people you can have in your house throughout the day. Obviously, you want to keep those numbers limited anyway.
Yeah.
We've seen, like, in Sydney, they had a big party and then all of a sudden you've got 30 cases a day coming out from everyone who's seen everyone else the day after they go to a party. So you can have up to 5 people at one time. Again, no limit throughout the day, but just keep it limited.
Keep it under control, guys.
Absolutely right.
Really treat it like it's already here, I think would be the best advice. It's just treat it like it's already reached us.
Well, I was chatting to the Uber driver this morning. Taxi drivers hear everything, right? Apparently, people were rocking up. There was a family that rocked up at Nelson Bay over the weekend, but the locals were very vigilant in letting the authorities know, and they were moved on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so important. Please follow the rules because it will crush us here. It really will. We've been so lucky thus far, and this Delta variant variant is so much more transmissible than any of the others before.
And that's, as well, another important thing. Make sure you're checking in, using those QR codes. Yeah. I know even I got a little bit complacent. You know, I'm still doing it at restaurants and bars and whatever. But, you know, if you're going even into a shop, into a supermarket, check in. Because with this Delta variant, you could walk past someone on the street and pick it up. You know, we've seen cases where there's been barely any contact and someone's still got it. So make sure you're checking in so that they can get on top of it the second if something happens, that they can just get straight onto it, contact you, and we can all just do the right thing.
Also, check in with your mates as well if they are in isolation. Very important that we've seen, I guess, over this pandemic in the last year and a half is the mental health impact that it's had
100%.
On people. You know, obviously we know people in Sydney, people are, like Jade, in isolation here. So please check in on your mates as well. Just make sure they're okay. It's a phone call. It's, you know,
it costs nothing. It's so easy, right? Absolutely. Yeah. And like the police are doing a great job, and they're out and about and like handing out fines straight away. Like apparently last night, Mayfield Woolies, they were down there. If you weren't wearing a mask, they're onto it, and rightfully so. You got to follow those rules.
You mentioned checking in, Maddie, with the QR codes. I don't think a lot of us were checking in at supermarkets.
Yes.
I know I wasn't. The QR code is there, but for some reason, we're all just like walking in and out of the supermarket.
It's because it wasn't compulsory, and I still think it's still not compulsory. It's only at those, you know,
restaurants sort of eating, and stuff.
Restaurants and cafes and whatever. But
it should be everywhere.
It's definitely, I mean, remember Barbecue Guy? And
that's
we knew
right.
They traced Barbecue Guy because he'd actually checked in at
every
one of those shops he went to. So it really shows you that, you know, how important it is that if you do just check in everywhere you go, even if it's just fleeting contact, you know, the Premier said yesterday, even if you're just collecting takeaway food, sign in to the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great advice.
Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate that. And everybody stay safe. Our news time with Maddie up next at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's hot.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
It's no secret when you go on a reality show, one of the great things about it is becoming an influencer afterwards and making a bunch of cash off sponsorship deals, right?
Like little brands that, you know.
Yeah, they want to make a bit of cash and they go, oh, here's someone that can sell me a bunch of this product through Instagram. Now, Mitch from Big Brother, one of the things he's done is team up with a goon company. Not what you'd normally expect, right?
I love this. So it's Mitch with the Mo, like the real bogan guy with the mullet that was evicted sort of midway through.
Exactly.
Man,
right.
He's quite the character. And do you know what? Perfectly on brand for him. Good on him teaming up with a goon company because, look, love it or hate it, goon is good.
And goon is popular.
And popular.
Right? Love, a lot of people still drink goon. The company he chose to team up with, though, a little bit unusual because what they've done is taken goon, which is normally seen as quite a bogan drink, and tried to fancify it, make it fancy by making it French sounding. They're calling it Goonay. Now, this gave me a bit of inspiration because I thought, you know what? There's a lot of activities and stuff out there that bogans love to do that are part of our Aussie culture that could be made to sound a bit fancier by making them more French.
Test for you, really, Kribo, because you like the nicer things in life.
Yeah.
Does calling something, Frenchifying something fairly bogan make you want to try it more?
You know what?
Do you want to try goon A? You would hate actual goon. I'm sure that there's a small part of you that's like, oh, I'd love to try that goon A.
You know what? I saw the packaging and
it looks good.
It looks like they've used the same orange as, you know, that champagne Verve? They've used the same orange as that. And you know what I thought? I wouldn't mind buying a box of that. So up next, what we're going to do is Frenchify and fancy up a bunch of bogan stuff.
Okay, we'll do it after Fuel. Shimmer and UFM 742. Good morning. Showers today, tops of 18 on the coast, 15 at Warners Bay. This is New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Minus Jade today. And Crevo, you're about to fancify bogan things, which I'm super excited about.
Here we go. That's right.
This
so,
is your jam.
Yeah, exactly. Look, what I thought we could do, because what the French are doing in this situation is they're basically excelling us, our own goon, by making it sound fancy.
Goonay. By calling it Goonay.
So what I thought we could do is maybe, like, export some of our culture, our Aussie culture, back to the French so that, you know, they get a taste of their own medicine in this case.
Well, as discussed just minutes ago, for somebody like you, Millionaire Mark, likes the fancy things in life, it's made you want to try Goon.
I want to try it. I don't know why. It's something about it. So this is what we're going to do, right? We're going to export some of our culture back. We're going to start with one of the great Aussie spectacles, I guess you would call it, which is doing donuts. Now, this you would only do on private property,
of course, at a farm and the like.
And an experienced driver. But what I thought we could do is basically use their special word for, it's sort of, they're like a donut, right? They're called a beignet. Now, if you call, if you said to the French, we've got a new activity for you, it's le beignet, they'd be like, oh, we're all about this. And then you show them a demonstration of what it is, and of course, they're going to be excited by the revving of the engine and the spectacle that is Chuck and Dowie's.
I just want to hear your token bogan Aussie bloke describing it as a beignet.
Beignet. I did a lot of beignets on the weekend down at the farm.
Good one. I like that.
Okay, let's move things along to VB. Now, this is, of course, one of the strongest beers in the Australian vernacular when it comes to the bogan lifestyle.
There's even a perfume.
That's right.
What other beer has perfume?
And the person who advertised said perfume, big old mullet, big old moustache. Now, what I thought we could do with this is maybe go for a literal translation into French, because that is what might take their fancy. Now, I've taken the word for bitter, which is amer, and taken their word for beer, which rather uncreatively is just bière. So it's amer bière.
Oh my God.
It sounds really fancy. Would you like a glass of amer bière? Yes, please. And of course, you just hand out a good old VB over the counter.
I'm picturing like a beautiful crystal, like a cut glass. The taper's in the middle to spout at the end. Actually, I'm just describing the old Crown Lager cups from the 90s.
And then, of course, to wrap things up, wearing to the shops in fashion, we have to cover that when it comes to the area of bogans. And we, of course, have the Ugg
bogans
boots.
Bogans a term of endearment, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. I'm all about our Aussie culture, right? The Ugg boots down to the shops. Now, I've gone into the French English dictionary, and once again, I've taken some translation here. For boots, they simply call them boutte. So it would be boutte de Ugg. Now, if you were going to a shop to buy boutte de Ugg, it suddenly sounds a lot fancier, and all of a sudden, you've got half of France wearing Ugg boots down to their equivalent of Coles or Woolies.
Boutte
de Ugg. Would you like a glass of amer bière? Yes, please. Let's send our Aussie culture overseas right now.
Great job. Guys, birthday lotto up next worth $525. All you need is a birthday to play. How do you say birthday in French, Kruger?
That's a great question. I have to look into it.
What month are we looking for today?
October.
Okay, if you were born in October, give us a call right now. $525 up for grabs next.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, that's right. We have $525 to give away today. Very exciting. Nothing to sneeze at. $525. All you need is a birthday to play. Looking for October babies. We have Phil on the line, Kruger.
That's right. He's driving at the moment, and unfortunately, very, very sad to hear this, Phil. Didn't get lucky on the weekend. Oh, no, man.
No, one of them things.
Yeah, it is just one of them things, isn't it? Hey, maybe you can get lucky now with $525. That'd make your day all right, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be great.
What are you going to spend that on, Phil?
Oh, yeah, that'd be something I have to think about.
All right, you have a good hard think about that while I spin the birthday balls. How about that?
Here we go. If your birthday comes out, Phil, man, what a day. What a time to be alive. Here we go.
Great start to the week.
Beautiful start to the week, Phil. It doesn't get better than that, some would say.
Down the chute she comes. Were you born on the 14th of October?
No.
No.
Bugger.
In the words of Phil, no.
Thanks, Phil. Sorry, man. Enjoy
your
day.
Thanks for hanging out with us anyway.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Back before 9 o'clock, worth $525. News time with Maddie. I'm next in UFM. Good morning.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the
Novos. Gilbert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Now...
Oh my God, we got some news on Rihanna last week. I mean, how long has it been since we've heard what she's up to?
Forever.
Is she even living anymore? Turns out she is. So it turns out she's getting, at the moment, she's in a relationship with the rapper ASAP Rocky.
Now, these two have been seen together, like hanging out for years now.
Well, they were really good friends for a long time, but they have converted the friendship into a romantic relationship.
One of the trickier transitions in life, because often with a friendship, you've got so much, like, history, I guess, and it feels... I don't know about you, Maddie, but I feel like it would feel weird to make that conversion.
Absolutely. I think that is so weird. I think about every single one of my friends in this situation. Mm. Man, it'd just feel like...
strange.
I've kissed my own sister getting with them.
Yeah. Look, it does happen, though. It does happen. I've got a friend who just recently...
That was an extreme example. I don't know
what he did either.
I kissed my sister.
But I just the other... probably about 2 weeks ago on Facebook, my friend put up this post saying that they'd gotten together in a relationship. They've known each other and been friends for over 10 years. They went to university together, only just now in a relationship.
Foreign to me, but hey, who am I to judge? 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, did you get with a friend after a really long time? What's it like? Did it work? Maybe you broke up. We'd love to hear all stories. Mm. Give us a call right now, 13:10:09. The lines are open. We'll do it after Usher. Yeah, a new FM. Love this. 8:09 for your Monday morning. 17, the top in Maitland this morning. Good morning. Usher, yeah, this is New FM. It's 8:13 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Minus Jade, she's in ISO right now, so it's the boys here. 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, did you get with a friend after a really long time, guys?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, I'm throwing this out there that it actually never works long term because I feel like there's so much history there. I don't think it can work for the relationship.
Well, they're two very distinct feelings, aren't they? Like, your friendship and a romantic relationship, two very different things. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna, friends for years, now together. They look great together, but man, what do they talk about? What's the first time like when they actually do it? That's one of my big questions.
What is that like?
Awkward, right?
If you've had that experience, we'd like to hear from you. Because my two friends, they've been together since university. Now, it's almost, I think it's close to 12 years. I was just looking back in the timeline since they were first met. And now they've put up this post, and there's weird because there's a photo of them together at uni that they put up. Like, hey, guys, we're in a relationship now. And they look so different now. But they've been together, like, they've been friends this whole time. Like you said, what do you talk about? Because, you know, with a new relationship, you've got, like, a whole life to explore of what you've done, all your experiences and everything. If you've already lived all of those together... what do you do?
Well, theory, right? I honestly think maybe it wasn't a friendship per se if you are in a relationship with your ex-friend because, I mean, there would have been some sort of spark...
chemistry?
Or romantic chemistry there from the beginning that, like, you know, led to this? I don't know. I don't think it doesn't last.
See, in the case of my two friends, they'd actually even traveled together overseas.
Yeah.
And Emmy and I always had this theory that, oh, are they in a secret relationship? But they're 100% claiming that's not the case. They're 100% claiming there was nothing until now.
Hey, we put this up on Instagram, our little poll there, guys. And apparently, 65% of people say that no, relationships with friends don't work. Phone time now, though. Hello, who's this?
Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, so have you hooked up with a friend? Tracy?
Oh, Tracy's got Australia's worst phone line, unfortunately, but I'm sure it's a great story.
Yeah, let's just say Tracy hooked up with a friend.
Yeah, I don't think there's more we can do.
Very good. Love it or loathe it, I'm next, Crevo.
That's right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. We'll do it in just minutes.
Okay, it's 8:15. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts, Maddie, on today's daily topic, which is Tour de France. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. I hate cycling. I don't know. I hate looking at it. I hate watching it. I hate the fashion involved. Just an all-round loathe it from me.
Did you happen to catch the biggest crash in Tour de France history over the weekend, mate?
I did hear about it loosely. So it was a really dumb thing that caused it, right?
Yeah, so this spectator was at the side of the race and had this sign, a big cardboard sign unfurled, saying, "Go Grandma and Grandpa," which is really weird in itself. She then knocked one rider, which knocked 21 riders who were injured over, like, is the biggest cycling pileup I've ever seen. They're saying it's the biggest in the history of the race. Now, this, spectator obviously knew how serious it was. She folded up her sign, tucked it under her arms, and booked it. She's running. She's still on the run. They're still looking for her, unsure of who it is. And they're saying, obviously, she's going to be charged with, like, causing injury. People are saying she may even get sued if she's found as well. So,
just pulled up the pictures.
It's crazy, right?
It looks like there's a big jumbled mess of bikes and people all mangled together.
Seeing it on TV last night, I couldn't believe this. I've never seen, like, in any sport a crash bigger than this, I don't think.
Like, oh my God, there's pictures of people bloodied up on the ground. It's really intense.
It's really full on. So people are saying that they're going to sue her. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of emotion and stuff that goes into something like this.
You know what's so sad? These people, regardless of what you think of cyclists, they train so incredibly hard to get this.
Years
and years of training to get to this race here.
Yeah.
And one fool
With a sign
ruins it. Wow.
Yeah, so apparently earlier in the race as well, kids have been, like, setting off flares and fireworks as well, which in itself is not great.
Oh, but the poor cyclists.
But this is it's a really shocking crash. I mean, if you haven't seen the footage, it's worth seeing so you know what everyone is talking about, because it's just crazy.
That is just terrible.
Very, very full on.
I reckon she was trying to get on camera.
It's possible.
Well, if it was "Hi, Grandma, Grandpa."
You know what?
Obviously,
I think you might have solved the problem.
I think that, you know, those people that wait outside of the Sunrise Studios with signs,
"Hello,
like, hi, Mom, hello."
Yeah,
I reckon it's that
something
vibe.
Like that. Well, she obviously realized how serious it was because
she's on TV.
She legged it, and they're still looking for her. They're still in the search for who it was.
Wow.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Oh, guys, we have a weekend stay at the Crown Plaza to give away right now.
Oh, my God,
over
so good, right?
This was massive. All you had to do was enter over the weekend, guys. Very simple. We're just going to call a random winner right now to give this thing away. Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
All right, let's pick up.
Stand by your phone if you've entered.
Here we go.
All right, this is a big. This is big. Giving away a holiday. I love this.
Crown Plaza is beautiful out of the Hunter Valley. Beautiful. It is lovely.
Let's see how we go. What even is that? That's like
a fax line.
All right. You lose, you snooze, you lose. Let's try the next one, shall we?
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
Luckily, we had a few entries.
Calling Maryland right now.
Oh, if you're in Maryland, this could be you. I reckon that's it. Let's try the next one. Snooze, you lose, you're out.
Hey, we got nothing better to do. Hey?
Yeah, that's right. we're just doing a radio show, just calling people, just ringing people on a list now.
It's a hard life.
I know, right? I feel like I work at a call centre or something. Is this a full number? Engaged. Next on the list. Do we want to give a suburb for this one?
Yeah, Western.
Western, all right. If you're in Western, entered this draw, here's a good chance.
You can tell Jackson's not here today.
I know, right?
He's coming in a bit late today. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, it's the Novos. You're live on the air. How are you?
Don't swear.
I've just heard the suburb come up on the radio, and I'm like, oh my god, that's me!
Oh, Peter, we just were calling to say that you didn't answer your phone in time, so you don't win. I'm sorry.
Oh, I
took
all of it.
We wouldn't do that. You're off to the Crown Plaza. You're very welcome.
Oh, weekend away there is going to be fantastic. Congratulations, Peter. Are you in need of a bit of R&R?
I am, yes.
Oh, excellent stuff.
Well, you can enjoy all of that relaxation that the Crown Plaza out at the Hunter Valley provides.
That's right. The Crown Plaza have a full school holiday program with a wide range of activities for both the kids and grown-ups, making it ideal as a location for your winter school holidays getaway. Very good. The Crown Plaza Hunter Valley. Try the new winter menu at the Chef's Hat award-winning Red Salt Restaurant. That sounds fancy.
That sounds luxurious.
Very good. Big announcement up next on the show. You are going to love this. Mm. It's open to anyone really, if you work as a tradie.
That's right. This is maybe you know someone that's a tradie. Anyone who is a tradie, this is going to be huge, right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it after Rag and Bone Man, All You Ever Wanted at New
Fresh
FM.
Fresh from Rag and Bone Man, All You Ever Wanted. This is 105.3 New FM, 8:39. Showers today for your Monday, 17, the top in Maitland. Guys,
big announcement right now, though, Crevo, for all of you tradies out there.
It's sexy and I know it.
Yeah, back by popular demand. This is the second time we've done this. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before. We are launching officially on the show right now the search for Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
It's back, baby!
It's back, baby! I am so excited for this. So basically how this works, we are on the search for the hottest tradie in the male and female division. It's going to be fantastic. Newfm.com.au if you would like to enter. And look, I'm putting it out there. Mm. It doesn't matter if you've got a big rig on you. It doesn't matter if you are chiseled and good to go. We just want whoever you find sexy in this competition.
That's right, because it's going to come down to a system of voting. So, you know what? You might not be traditionally ready for a fireman's calendar or something. Yeah, no. It's not about that. It's about just, owning yourself, feeling good about yourself and coming across as confident. Because that is what's going to win it for you at the end of the day.
There's a great prize attached to this, right? So the winner of Newcastle's Hottest Tradie 2021 will walk away with $500 to spend at the Kent Hotel in Hamilton, which is great. I love the Kent. $500, man.
Amazing.
What a night out. That's several night outs for you, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Or you might just, take your loved one out for dinner a few times.
Dinner for the year.
Take some friends out for drinks. You could do it all with $500. Both the male and female category, both winning that prize each. Amazing, amazing prize. And they, Kent, have been so awesome in supporting us with setting this up for this year.
So a couple of rules. So if you're over 18, you're welcome to enter any trades possible. Like I said, there's a male and female division. Newfm.com.au. We welcome all body shapes and sizes.
100%.
Nominate a mate. Nominate yourself if that's what you're into. It doesn't matter. Once you're in, we're going to pick our finalists across the next couple of weeks. And then, of course, the big finale, we're hoping, at the Kent. Of course, if everything with COVID is fine.
That's right.
It's going to be great. You come out, you do like a whole show for all of your mates, and, of course, the winner voted by the public.
That's right. So it's the most fair possible way. It's the public is voting, and that's how we're going to decide who wins. This is going to be an incredible event. So if you are a tradie or you've got one in your life or you know someone who would love to enter this, it's a perfect opportunity. It all opens up after 9, newfm.com.au.
Yeah, and a big thank you to the Kent for jumping on board. Iconic Newcastle venue,
oh, they're
course.
Incredible.
Is there any other venue that you would think of having this? Of course not.
No.
Newcastle's biggest competition right now at one of the best pubs in Newey. I love it.
It's awesome.
Guys, birthday lotto up next, worth $525 today, Creva. We are looking for what month, please?
September.
All right, if you were born then, 131009, we'll take your calls
Newcastle's
next.
Newcastle's 105.3. New FM.
The Novos.
Justin Bieber, anyone at New FM. It's 8:54. Showers today. Tops of 18 degrees on the coast. It's time for birthday lotto.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novos birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, $525 up for grabs. The easiest way to win money in Newey. We've given away thousands of dollars already this weekend. This year, rather. It's time to meet our next contestant,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, let's do it. Her name is Rebecca. She works in employment services, helping clients find jobs, and a lot of her clients have disabilities. Very rewarding work. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Hey, doll. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
It was nice and relaxing.
Nice one. You've got your mask on this morning?
Yes, yes, I do.
Oh, very good. What kind of mask do you have? Are you like more of the fancy cloth mask or just the medical mask?
Well, I've actually only got the medical ones at the moment, but I did order from my friend's business a Disney one that I'm waiting to come in the mail.
Oh, nice one. Are you Jade's friend, Rebecca?
No.
Oh, I thought...
Another Disney friend. Another Disney liking
Jade
Rebecca.
From the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, definitely not. Here we go,
no,
Rebecca.
I only moved up here not long ago, so I don't really know anyone.
Oh, well, welcome.
And thanks for listening to
us.
Yeah,
thanks for hanging out with us.
Where'd you move from?
Sydney, actually.
Oh, good stuff. Well, thanks for choosing us. We appreciate that. Spin these balls for Rebecca, Crevo.
Let's try and win you some money.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, I hope you get this.
So do I.
Me too.
Were you born on the 10th?
No.
Ah, too bad.
Oh, Rebecca, I'm sorry.
So sorry.
I tell you what, all new listeners to the show, though, we give a bottle of New FM wine. So we'll hook you up with one of those, okay? It's beautiful stuff. So just hold on for me, okay? Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow worth $550, guys. Love that. Up next, 105 commercial free. Producer Jackson's coming on in. That's kicking off in minutes. And don't forget, Newcastle's hottest tradie entries are now open at newfm.com.au. On offer for both male and female, hottest tradie 2021 is $500 to spend at the Kent Hotel.
Great prize.
Hamilton,
and a great pub.
Get around it. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye.
See ya.